Tom and Jane and the Big Mix Morning Show on Mix 100.
Time 5:54. High today of about 48 to 50. It's 32 in Denver with Dom and Jane at Mix 100. All right, we call first caller of the day. You got to have something on your mind, something you really want to talk about. And we'll give a prize to the best one of all. All right, we'll start with Sally. Hello, Sally. Welcome to the show.
Yes, hi.
Okay.
All right. You know, those are great. We got some great calls today. Sally's got the dentures in the wrong luggage. Holly had the bean up the nose. Sarah had the school stuff. And Renee's got the padding for her fanny. How do you not go with dentures in the wrong suitcase?
You got to cut. Yeah.
You got to, don't
you? Yeah. Yeah. I do like the padding for the fanny, though.
I do, too.
I think that was clever.
Uh-oh, which one are you going to go with? I'll let you pick today.
Well...
You're not going to hurt anybody's feelings.
Yeah, I am going to hurt somebody's feelings. Hmm. I feel kind of bad for the guy that lost his dentures, but I really don't.
Oh. It's not a matter of feeling bad. I'm just talking about the story.
No, but I mean, there's a good prize. You know, they're going to get a romantic Valentine's Day retreat. Okay. So do the people who lost the dentures deserve that, or do the padded fanny guy?
You decide, Jane.
Spike, you got any thoughts on that?
Dentures.
You think that? All right, go with the dentures. That's fine. That's fine.
They're all great calls.
You know, I'm not invested. That's fine.
We're always looking for the best story.
Okay.
Those were two great. You know what?
They were two good calls.
Give Renee another prize.
Oh, for
give her one of our fabulous mouse pads that we have.
That's
can't get rid of those fast enough.
Yeah.
Top shelf those
give her
are.
Two.
Maybe something.
Give her two. They're
give
skinny.
Her a couple of them.
Yeah.
All great phone calls. Thank you for your time, everybody, this morning here at KIMN. Denver, Boulder. Traffic brought to you by Sedona Med Spa. Chris.
Okay, guys, that's a look at traffic on Mix 100.
What are we going to see in the Jane Report today?
Well, we are going to see a little bit. Will Smith got, he was in Washington, D.C., and a bunch of people told him they were going to vote for him. I'll tell you why. And Lost comes back tonight. We'll talk about it on Mix
100.com. Dom and Jane and the Big Mix Morning Show on Mix 100.
Time 6:08. Fox 31 on Target Weather. Meteorologist Chris Tomer is predicting 40s today and tomorrow. It's 32 for the Mile High City. And time for the Jane Report.
Well, Lost is coming back tonight.
What's it been, like 6 months?
Yeah, it was, when did it end? October or something like that? I know a lot of people, the scuttlebutt is, there's a lot of people have dropped away. They just couldn't stick, Spike's one of them.
Yep.
I did watch the fall, and it was just very slow moving. Nothing happened.
Exactly. That's
it was like, come on. And so now the review in USA Today says they're back on track. They're back to what made the show successful. They give the episode tonight 3.5 out of 4 stars because they said they kind of go back to the beach now and what's going on with the beach. And so it's they start to explain some more backstories. And so the whole thing with Jack and Sawyer and Kate being held captive is kind of on the back burner now. So anyway, I think it's like 16 straight episodes. Is that what they're doing?
Yes.
What is it? Is that right?
That's what I heard.
Where is it?
They're going to go 16 weeks in a row?
Yeah, it's kind of like 24 now. They're going to go 16 weeks in a row through the end of May. So that's, you know, maybe that'll get you back. I hate it when they keep breaking up these shows and then they have a hit show and then they do this. You know, you get people where you want to see it every week and then they do stupid stuff like this. And then I totally lost track of it until I saw it in USA Today that it comes back tonight. And I wonder how many other people, you know, you change your habits. I don't know. I don't, who's running these networks? Honest to God, Dom.
I don't know, Jane. They did the same thing with my show, but not as long of a layoff as your
show. House?
For House. But
yeah.
House went for like 6 weeks where there was only new one.
Baseball playoffs.
3 weeks off,
right?
An episode, 3 weeks off. It's like, okay.
Yeah, what? I know.
I don't know.
Ugh. Will Smith.
Now, let me ask you something. Do you suppose, in a way, with Lost, that it's backfiring, but yet they meant to build some sort of suspense and anticipation? Is that maybe what they were getting at?
Well,
because otherwise it makes no sense.
Isn't that, I don't know.
That's what the summers are for.
Right, that's what summers are for.
Maybe
that's
they're trying to artificially create two periods of suspense. You know, the whole show business thing of leave them wanting more.
Yeah, but the thing is in the summer, you know, because it's light longer. And so I think people's viewing habits do change. But in the winter, when it's crappy weather and it's dark at 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
No, I'm not saying that's a good idea. I'm just wondering if that's what they were after.
I don't. Nobody can explain it to me why they do this with shows. Nobody. And everybody complains about it. And they don't even care. They don't listen to us.